Matthew 25, the parables of the bridesmaids. And Jesus continues saying, the kingdom of heaven will be like. And he tells the story about bridesmaids waiting for the bridegroom to arrive. They have lamps ready for the arrival. However, not all of them came prepared for a long wait. Some have extra oil for their lamps. Others do not. This is not the banquet. This is the time just before the banquet, and they are eagerly awaiting the arrival of the bridegroom in order to get the party started. These bridesmaids may have felt the frustration of a hurry-up-and-wait situation. The bridegroom is coming soon, but he was delayed. Bring your lamp so he can see you when he arrives, and then he will let you into the banquet. When traveling by air, we need to arrive at the airport 2 or 3 hours before our departure time, but we can wait for 4 hours to board the plane. While we wait, we may become drowsy or even fall asleep. I remember as a youngster loving the long prayers of our old Norwegian pastor, knowing I was supposed to close my eyes while he prayed. This gave me a chance to catch up on a few winks in the middle of worship. Waiting can cause us frustration, and it can be difficult to keep our focus. We can feel like that while we wait for the day when the Messiah returns to bring us all to the kingdom of heaven. As we wait for the coming Messiah, or the bridegroom in this case, we wander off, we may lose interest, we may run out of oil for our lamp. If we run out of oil and are not prepared when the door opens, Scripture says, we will not get in. The rejection of the foolish bridesmaids is an indication of the judgment coming on the last day. The Apostles' Creed says, Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. If we happen to fall asleep or are not prepared, we will be denied and rejected. The judge may deny knowing who we are. Over and over again, the disciples fell asleep in the garden, and Jesus keeps telling them, stay awake. Just like the bridegroom telling the foolish bridesmaids, I don't know you, Jesus tells this story so we would be prepared for a long wait. Don't be discouraged as we wait, for no one knows the day or the hour he will return. It is not so much that we know when Jesus will return, but what we will do while we wait. We certainly cannot stay awake every hour for our whole life. That seems impossible. There isn't enough oil to last, and waiting can be frustrating. What do we do with all this time of waiting? Jesus gave us instructions for the time of waiting. Part of our waiting should include prayer and reading scriptures, taking the time for worship with other faithful people. Do not give up, but while you wait, do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God, and keep awake as you wait. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and love your neighbor as yourselves. Don't fall asleep and don't run out of oil, because God will open the gate of his kingdom for all who are waiting. The King is coming, and he will know us by the light we carry. Carry the light of the one who opens the gate, Jesus Christ, and be ready for his return. Keep our lamps shining so he will see us and know we are his. Stay awake and know that Jesus is the one who opens the gate of salvation for all God's children. Amen. Let us pray. God of holy anticipation, you have promised that you would return at a time unknown to us. Make us ready, so that when you return, we might be welcomed into your kingdom with open arms. Open the gate of your kingdom, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, of all your creation. Amen.